Hello?
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Joseph?
Oh yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. My payment's due, I believe, right?
Yeah, we're having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, so I have a job Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't think
Okay.
I'm going to be able to pay until then, really, to be honest. I've been real slow.
Okay, we can give you a little bit more time. I also want to give you an option for Wednesday or Thursday, is that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads, but if you've been slow, we can take those off and it would lower that past due amount to just $149. And a lot of people,
Okay.
yeah, will do that if they hit a tight spot because you could always call back and put the Facebook ads on later if you wanted to. You know what I mean?
All right, and what? So, yeah, because I haven't really seen no jobs so far. I had a couple calls, but the calls were people looking for work, and the other call was someone who found me through the next door after a recommendation. I
Oh,
really
I
haven't
see.
seen nothing yet.
Let me look on your dashboard by chance and just double check a couple things out here. Have you been on your dashboard by chance or no?
Yeah, I haven't been on in a little bit. What's it, localsplash.com?
Correct. Now you go to my.localsplash.com and then you log in that way. And then that's where you can see, you know, how many times you were found on Google, what you're getting through the Facebook ads, which keywords people are typing in to find you, and which areas they're coming from. So I'm showing that your company has already been found on the first page of Google. Let's see, 148 times. And you've had 107 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm curious, since you're saying that you haven't gotten anything, do you
I haven't
ask
had no
people,
calls, nothing.
do you ask people when they call how they found you by chance, or?
I really haven't. All the jobs I did recently were people that I don't know if it's this Google marketing agency that keeps calling. How many calls it says I had?
Well, this is the interesting thing about your results is it's showing 107 Google actions, but 22 are clicks to your site, 84 are clicks to your are for driving directions, and one is a click to call. That doesn't mean you've only gotten one call, but what that means is if someone looks you up from a smartphone, they can click to call you without actually dialing the number. But the 22 website visits probably were people that clicked to your site and then, you know, clicked to call you. Because the only reason they would go to Google and put in roofer and click to your site is probably they have an immediate need to hire you. But the interesting thing is most roofers or most contractors, they have the address hidden on the profile, but it sounds like yours is published because you have 84 clicks for driving directions. Is it a home-based business or is it supposed to be public?
It's public, but I wanted to change that because it's not like my shop.
Oh, okay. So we can do that for you. Once the payment's up to speed, we can have the technicians hide the address, but also I'm going to have them do a complete performance check on your account and just make sure that if there's any updates that will help you behind the scenes, that they perform those for you automatically. So, you know, they don't do any type of revisions or updates or anything while an account's in a past due status. But obviously, once this gets up to speed, they can definitely do that for you at that time.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I get to finish out Thursday if everything goes good.
Okay.
I can't, yeah, just let me log into the dashboard, I guess, because the payment's due.
Well, if you log in right now, it's not going to let you in. It's just going to say your account's past due. Click here to reactivate. I've already adjusted the invoice to 149, so if you want to update it on the, you know, dashboard, you can. But if you want to go to the dashboard to look at results, it's not going to give you much insight unless, you know, I could, you know, screenshot it and send it to you if you want to look at it that way. But it won't let you in until the account's actually paid.
Okay. Is that going to affect my Google account?
Well, you're catching it fair, you're catching it pretty much in time, because it's only been past due since December 27th. So what happens is when an account's in a past due status, since the technicians don't do programming, eventually you'll fall off the first page because Google changes the algorithms daily. But right now it's still like, what, within a week and a half, you know, so it hasn't been that many days, but eventually it will affect you. The thing that affects you immediately is that there's an orange banner at the top of your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that we're having trouble with your payment. But, you know, some people don't like that up there. So, you know, they want to get it paid sooner than later, because that way that orange banner comes off within one business day.
I got you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't see me on the first page of Google.
Okay. That could be because of the algorithm updates that were missed from December 27th up until now, but let me look and see if I can find you.
I got
you. Yeah. Cause, you know, Google does those algorithm updates sometimes 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So, you know, every time, a new revision comes in and your account's active with us, you have a team of technicians that automatically goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But the results on the dashboard that I was sharing with you, the 148 times you were found, that's only, Google's only tracking the amount of times that you were found on the first page. So you're definitely getting traction there. It just might be that it's affected just a little bit right now just because of the payment issue.
I got you. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I want to finish this job. I mean, it should be Thursday.
Okay.
You can call and check in.
Yeah, I'll make a note to check in on Thursday if I don't hear from you by then. And then one thing I'll do to help you on the back end is once this is taken care of, I'll push that next billing out 30 days for you. So Thursday is the 9th. So once that's paid, you know, and again, we adjusted the amount, but you'll be paid in full until February 9th. So that way, you know, if you wanted to pay and cancel, you could. Or you could take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and kind of get on the dashboard and track it. And we have the technician do some, you know, performance updates on the account. And that way you'd get like another month of service too. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, then I'll talk to you on Thursday. And if anything changes, my direct extension is 777. You could always call in and it'll ring directly to my desk if you put in that 777. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tina, right?
Yep. My name's Tina. Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Tina.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great rest of your week.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.